Are you a burnt-out overachiever buried in responsibilities? Do you miss laughing with your friends, just laughing from the gut? Do you feel like life's passing you by? If you've been wishing for some kind of shift, you're in the right place. Welcome to 52 Weeks of Hope, the show where we take you off the hamster wheel by ditching your to-do list for the to-don't list. This is where you get to learn how to make that lonely ache vanish. Learn self-compassion techniques and to give yourself grace. I'm Lauren Abrams, and I get to help you feel that magic again since going through my own dark night of the soul, so you can learn from my experience and the mentors and experts I meet along the way. And today we're talking to thought leader and breathwork leader, mentor to many, and podcaster Mike Prince. Are you ready to create a life that's more aligned with your joy, doing what fills you up and makes you happy instead of the drudgery? You're in for a treat hearing from Mike, who felt something was missing. He wasn't enjoying his seemingly enviable life. He did a pivot and is now living the life he saw himself living just a few years ago. He manifested a life of meaning, community, and so much more, and now makes it his mission, helping you reach your highest authentic truth and share your gifts without being in constant burnout mode. Learn how to take back your time, your vitality, and your health. You get to stop wearing that mask like everything's okay right now. Welcome to 52 Weeks of Hope, Mike.
Well, thank you. I have a lot to live up to with that introduction. That was wonderful. Appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed researching you, and I feel like I got to know you a lot with the research. So you overcame Lyme's disease. How long ago was that? That just seems awful.
Yes. So 2020 is when I found out, is when I really kind of was diagnosed. And so not that long ago.
Yeah.
And it's been quite the journey, but it ultimately, you know, it was my greatest gift.
How so? How was that your greatest gift? That just sounds, most people like have it forever and are.
Yeah.
You're super healthy.
I do still have it technically, but yeah. I don't allow it to dictate anything in my life, you know, and ultimately when I look at the journey of where it took me to, which is some very dark places, but where it's now brought me to, you know, that's where it becomes my greatest gift is what I learned in the in-between stages. And I look at it now and I say, if my worst thing in my life, my biggest challenge, Lyme disease, is that I have to make sure I am extremely healthy, I'm doing okay. So
yeah, you say it took you to really dark places. You're married and you have little kids and everything while you have it.
Yeah, so I've got a 4 and a 5 year old, and so then, geez, yeah, how old were the boys? That was a few years ago, so we can do the math there. Two young boys and a wife and a family and lots of responsibilities. You know, a corporate job. I'm a sales leader and another couple businesses on the side, and they didn't know what was wrong with me for a time, right? So. Antibiotics, I went the traditional route. I hired a naturopath. I had a team working together of sending me back and forth test results and eventually all over the world to Germany where they found out. And then, you know, antibiotics, I lost 55 pounds. I was crying through the night. I was in so much pain. There was no answer within sight. And, you know, I always, for me, one of the darkest moments, and I don't know why, it's, I think it's the definition of how society defines a man that stuck with me of, you know, I had this moment of, I couldn't protect my family if I wanted to. And I lived in a nice community where I didn't have to protect my family, but as a man that came to me, and it was so heartbreaking to think if anything ever did happen, you know, at the time I could barely lift up one of my boys, which were 20 pounds at the time, without excruciating pain.
We'll get to that in a few minutes with your conscious creator, your whole community with men and old ideas and all of that stuff. So what did you do? I mean, you went to Germany, like you're flying around, they discover what's wrong.
So and you're I didn't an end athlete, up physically.
Right?
Yeah.
You're,
so I, this is on the tail end,
right?
of an athletic career where, yeah, my physical body has been such a big part of what I do and who I am. And of course, how I define myself from a place of my ego, mainly at that time. But yeah, the doctors didn't, they could not figure it out. They could not stop anything. So ultimately I had to make a decision and I had to say, you know, am I going to live in this dark place? Am I going to continue to get frustrated? Am I going to just cry? Am I going to just sit in this, or am I going to figure it out and dig deep? And, you know, within me, I've just always had the power to pull out of things and look for the light. And so at that time, I had spoken with a friend and they said, you know, I know a shaman that I've heard that, Cambo medicine is good for Lyme's disease. And
Okay. So you had been diagnosed at that point.
Yes.
You knew. Okay. Okay.
So yeah. And for me, you know, for me, so many people look at things and they think, oh, that must have been scary. For me, it was, wow, what a weight off of me.
Yeah.
To when I got that diagnosis, I have an answer. I have something to target, to go after. Okay. How do we do this now?
Now you can get to the solution. If there,
and I
yeah,
got
whatever.
Into the research hole and the, you know, I just went to town on everything. And listen, I'll be vulnerable in here. Everything under the sun. And so I did everything I could find. And, you know, these little pieces started to get better. But I'll tell you, my unlock was really when I spent a few days down in Vancouver with a shaman and I did some work.
So what did the shaman do? Because I saw a shaman in Bali who I've took my husband to see after that. I like, amazing. You know, he's just like, I mean, he looks like a shaman. So I'm always curious.
No, she was incredible. So she mainly serves a medicine called Cambo, which is the secretion from an Amazonian frog. And the frog is not harmed in the process. Don't worry. When I did my research, I looked at this and I said, okay, it boosts your immune system. Cool. I'll go do this. And essentially I spent 3 days with her. And they burn into your skin and then they take the secretion and they put it on it and immediately it goes into your bloodstream and you purge. Okay. So you throw up and it's meant to have more of a purge as well with whatever free radicals are in your body. And so for me, again, I was living in this space of, okay, it'll help my immune system. Let's go boost up. But ultimately on day three, I had a spiritual unlock. And the only way I can explain it is I literally felt something in the lower left side of my stomach click and shift. And there's more to this story. There's a longer story there of, you know, that morning I had a flock of birds like fly almost through me and I saw a coyote and like there was these, my environment was sending me signals of, okay, we're aligned to really go in here. So, but I don't want to take people down too much of a path.
Well, but were you told look for signs or later did you think back and go, oh, there were signs? Were you noticing and not realizing?
I mean, I had no choice but to know it was a sign. The coyote I later pieced in, it was just like he should not have been there and that part of where I was and why he crossed my path. And then the birds, I actually have a video of this because it happened 3 times in a row. And anybody who I share this video with is like, wow, I felt that because they literally come right. There's about 300 birds and come right through me. And so it was an alignment of the universe letting me know, like, you're ready for this. This is the day we're going to move through this. And so I felt so charged up going into my final day. And you're talking after 2 days of, you know, it's not the nicest process to go through, but it's healing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right? So then what happened?
And so it was leaving that it was just these, you know, these instances that I couldn't ignore. Right. So I went into day three, I had that unlock and it's not a spiritual, it's not a psychedelic medicine or anything. It's, you know, but I had that spiritual tap in and I left having to just really look and listen and integrate everything I went through in those 3 days. But coming out the other side, you know, in diving into meditation and Joe Dispenza meditations daily. And then breathwork was another piece of that. I had found breathwork in the previous year.
Okay, so wait. So how did you know to look up Joe Dispenza or breathwork or anything like that? Did the shaman recommend it or is it just,
no.
You just had this intuitive thought, I'm going to go online and look up like what the hell just happened?
So you know what? I'll rewind about a year. Listen here, I was a burnt out sales individual. Okay. I had, after the tail end of my athletic career, I came in and I was feeling really lost. And so I started to work with a friend of mine and I got as fit as I've ever been in my life. And he shared breathwork with me for the first time, as well as, you know, I'd heard Joe Dispenza. And then it was after this peak where I was in the best shape in my life, mentally, physically, everything, that the universe came and said, you didn't slow down enough, son. That's when Lyme disease came into my life. So that's kind of how I have, you know, a good friend to thank for the breathwork introduction. Then I, again, like anything, when I feel high or I feel a little, you know, natural buzz, or I feel a boost of energy from someone's ideas, I'm like, I gotta follow that, right? That's the flow calling me. So I did my own research. I read an amazing book called Feel to Heal by Gitin Tonkov, one of the grandfathers of holotropic breathwork. And I just continued picking up books. Then I started following that. Breathwork and meditation really became a staple and foundation pieces in my life, in my healing. I knew after that, that there was nobody else that could heal me but me. And everything was up to me now, not in a heavy way, but in a beautiful way of, okay, Mike, you got this. This is up to you. You are the unlock to everything, you know? And so for me, again, the only message I had at the forefront of my mind was, this isn't just for me. Like, I have to bring this to every single human that I can and help them realize that they don't have to go through this crazy breakdown like I went through to realize how truly limitless we can be and how beautiful and amazing life can be and how connected we can be to our spouses, our kids, our environment, our food, like everything. So my world just started to open. And as I continued to listen to my intuition and follow the signs and hear, you know, the universe aligned to support me more and more as we continued to go.
Vibe attracts your tribe. So how did you end up meeting like-minded people, because you created this whole conscious community, conscious creators?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it, right? The vibe attracts the tribe. And so as I started to open up and become receptive to all of this, and I started to drop judgment on myself and other people and really say goodbye to my parts that were no longer serving. So a lot of inner work, a lot of hard work. Everybody beautifies the inner work, but it's hard. It's ugly. Yeah. It's scary. It's the other side that's beautiful, but it still never ends. You know, it's peaks and valleys, as we know. And so, listen, I love talking about this piece here because I remember about a year prior, I had said to my wife, I was in a bit of a lonely spot. I don't, you know, wasn't playing sports anymore. I've been remote for 10, 12 years, not at the office, right? And so I remember saying to her, like, babe, I don't even have anybody I can call to go for a beer with. I just don't feel like, and, you know, she didn't really know how to help me. And I'm an outgoing person. I love, you know, but the truth and the reality of it is that I wasn't looking for somebody to go for a beer with. I was looking for somebody to have expansive conversations with. I was looking for someone that could dive into this deeper space with me and, you know, talk about spiritual unlocks and breathwork and meditation and big scary ideas, and somebody who would actually want to take action with me and not just chat about ideas. And then, you know, insert Trevor Turnbull, the neighbor three doors down who walked by my house multiple times with his two kids in a stroller, two kids only a year older than mine. And, you know, we started with the classic man head nod. And, you know, then it was the next day or the next day. And we said, hi. Then I asked him to play a game of tennis. And ultimately, you know, we really bridged that gap that men usually don't, is we surpassed talking about sports. I asked about what he does in his relationship and this piece and that piece and kids. And we really connected deeper. And we didn't create those walls. The walls were down. And, you know, I'll let him tell his own story, but I know he was in a very similar place where he had had success the way society defines it for all of us, right? Same as me. He had the house, the two kids, a beautiful wife, the high-paying job, but something was missing right here. Something new in both of us that this was not it. This can't be it. And we connected at the right time where we were both on the tail end of this journey. You know, I was a little ahead in parts and he was a little ahead in other parts. And we saw things in each other that like, oh, I want that. I want to learn more about that. And we went there, right? And I think that's the big difference. And then I always laugh at, there was one weekend where I was like, babe, I think I'm going to ask Trev to go to a resort for the weekend. So we literally went away on this man weekend where, you know, our wives said, yeah, cool, go do it. And We hiked a mountain. We did breath work on top of the mountain. I took my e-foils out. We went e-foiling on the water and we talked about big, crazy ideas. And that weekend we booked our first men's retreat on a whim. We're having no business doing so. We just said, okay, we're action takers. Let's do this. Let's figure it out. And 2 months later, we had 10 men arrive and you know, the rest is kind of history.
Yeah. I just love that. I put it out in the universe. You say something to your wife and you have that. And then I heard you say the life you have right now, you spoke into the universe, I think to Trev, 2 years ago or something like that. And I may be off on my timing because I'm not sure when I was watching certain videos when they were from, because I was.
Yeah. So our first retreat, geez, feels like 10 years ago, but
yeah. 4 years or whatever
June,
it is.
But. June 2021. Yeah. I think I'm pretty confident in saying that. And then, you know, ultimately how Extremely Conscious came to be born was that's our brand and our men's collective that we have now is, you know, after that retreat, the retreat went off amazingly. Somehow we pulled it together. And, but afterwards, of course, like, you know, we all disconnected eventually. And so we're like, okay, yeah, we can't just have this peak experience.
Yeah, no, people are bonded. You have to stay together after things like this. It's one thing I've learned again and again. People, they crave seeing each other, a way to stay in touch or anything like that.
You got it. And so we started actually hosting these calls for free called the Better Man Gathering. And Trev and I committed hours and hours just not knowing what we were doing, just creating. Okay, let's get people in a room having conversations about what's alive and real for them, you know? Let these men speak out loud and get off their chest and do it in a safe space. And the synchronicities we saw on these calls were mind blowing. Like you would have guys that would come on that, for example, each were like the only child in one call. It would be four guys that were the only child. Another one would be, you know, five guys with all girls as kids. Like those are examples, but these neat synchronicities mm-hmm. that were not by chance. And eventually we created, we said, okay, we're ready. We got to create a men's group. And we created a group called the Inner Circle, which now today, you know, Joe Fear is a part of and some other gentlemen. And then now that's a protected space that we have a lead-in group called the Evolving Man, where it's a 90-day accelerator that, you know, we take guys through to really just kind of step back from their lives a little bit. Take them into a lot of reflection and the past, the present, and the future, and then step forward as more authentic versions of themselves and more connected to their worlds. And if they get through that and they really commit, then our inner circle, which is a sacred space, is kind of an option for them.
Yeah, which is amazing. And for anybody listening, Trevor's episode is December 2023. It's amazing. You can hear it there. So somebody who's listening that wants to, especially since it's a largely female audience, they all want to send their men, I'm sure. But, and we'll have links to everything, of course, but they want to create that. They're craving authentic connection, their spiritual mm-hmm. connection, someone they can talk about, not traffic in the weather, but something real or clothes and stuff like that, but real and creating community. How would they go about it?
You know, I love that question because my answer is not what you think. And the first step to that is kind of what we spoke about, right? Is you have to be open and receptive to it. There is an energy game at play in our world. I don't care what anybody says or believes. I'll get as woo-woo or not as you like. But the moment you open yourself up to any ideas, that's where manifestation begins. The moment you truly believe you are worthy of those conversations and those relationships with other men or women, the deeper kind or a partner, that's when that portal, that door is open for that to even happen. And then there's a much tougher part at play that a lot of people want to, you know, they want these things, but in order to do that, it's something you've never had before. It's outside of your normal personal reality. That means you have to change your personal reality. That means all the people that you've surrounded yourself with for 40, 50, however many years may have to change. You know, those relationships may have to shift. That is a hard thing to do, but it's very rewarding. And that's when these things will start to happen, right? Because there's no defined spaces for men or women to say, I want to create these conversations, these deeper connections. I'm just going to dive into this, but it means you have to be receptive, smile at someone more, make eye contact, get in the spaces that those higher vibe people are, you know, instead of the bar, get into the yoga studio, get into the cool conscious cafe, or get into the, you know, where the spaces these other individuals are hanging out. And sometimes you run into them on the street, just like I did with Trev.
Yeah, which I love that.
You know, or it's having the conversations at the gym, going to where most people find it awkward or weird. It's not, you know, bridge that, push your boundaries a little bit to explore. And it's amazing what can happen when you open those doors consciously.
It's so true. I had a 7-hour delay on my flight to go to a conference this past weekend. I've never had that kind of a delay. I kept thinking, okay, we connect through our stories, look around. And I had to do an attitude shift. I mean, I had plenty of work. Yes. I can do it, everything else, but it's like, look around. This is part of humanity. You're not the only one. It was a huge flight. And of course I met people and you connect and it's just, the universe works in all kinds of fun ways when you do have that kind of a shift. Okay, so let's talk about your breath work, because I know that lights you up. Mm-hmm. So you're recovering from Lyme or whatever. You have your shift after the shaman. Yeah. And there's Joe Dispenza and the breath work. Let's talk about where you went with that.
Yeah, so the breath work was an amazing one. I mean, listen, the first time I experienced, I've lived in a wild life in my younger life. And the first time I did breath work, I said, this is, I got higher than anything I've ever dabbled in any world. But beyond that, it was enlightening in the things I saw and felt. And I was just in such awe that I was like, this is something that is within us that is free, that we can all access anytime. You know, and to give an example of a couple pieces that are just wild and it'll take people to a place. But I remember seeing myself as a 16-year-old in an embarrassing moment. And I was able to meet myself with the wisdom I have today to release that, to hug that 16-year-old and release it. And now to give people context, that is in like an hour-long journey that this happened, a breathwork journey. So let me go. Do you mind if I give 30 seconds of 101 on breathwork as well? Uh-huh. Because I know it's a newer world for a lot of people. And so at a very conscious level, guys, breathwork is learning to harness the breath in a conscious way. So in our everyday lives, it's part of our autonomic system, right? Like our blood pumps blood, or our heart pumps blood through our body, like our stomach digests our food and turns it into nutrients. Our respiratory system sends oxygen and we breathe. But when we take it to the level of consciousness, of harnessing the breath and, right, taking it deeper, taking it shallower, whatever serves, you know, there's ways to activate and restore the body. That is where breathwork becomes extremely powerful. So when I started to dive into it and feel these things and realize how not only healing it can be, but also, you know, in a performance space, with an athlete or in the corporate world to charge you up before a leadership meeting or a big keynote speaking on stage, like any facet of your life, breath work can serve you. Whether it's waking up in the morning to feeling anxiousness and you know, taking over to calm yourself down, like anywhere you look at any realm, it's valuable. And that's where I just, you know, light bulbs everywhere. And I want to help the world. I want to breathe life into the world. And so,
yeah.
I had no idea what I was doing. That's the truth. Okay. But I knew one method of breath work. I had one little practice. And I said, when Trev and I invite people down to the river, because we were jumping in a cold river at the time, he, I believe, called me up to do it. In fact, he said, let's do breath work before. Lead us in breath work. You know, and if you know Trevor, that's what he does. He pulls you into uncomfortable things. And that's why I love him. But so I did that for quite some time. And it was amazing to watch all the shifts in people that had never done it and just felt so good. And then I took it to our men's groups. And again, you know, watching the unlocks and all of that was just incredible. And then it's only in the last year that I really took it deeper and deeper. And I learned how much I didn't know. So there's a group called Awaken out there, Awaken Breathwork, Lucas and Hella. They have created a whole world. They do massive events. They have trainings. And so they are world-class. And I've been following them for years. And I said, okay, it's time that I take this to a next level. And so I've been so honored to work with the two of them over the last year to take my training deeper, because it's never could I have fathomed what they would bring forward. Let me just put it that way. It's not just the physiology and the science of breath. It's energetics. It's every piece to it. And so now, again, it just keeps taking me to a deeper level of saying, wow, who can I bring this to now? Right. So
now you today, bring it to us. We'll go live. You'll do some breath work. I love
doing it. And now, you know, I did a 170 person event last weekend in LA with them, their event. I co-facilitated. I was able to bring breathwork to my corporate world this past week, 90 people that have never done it. And the feedback, like people were just thanking me left, right, and center. It blew my mind to my home. You know, I do breath work with my 4 and 5 year old in a very small capacity. And my wife and I are doing a journey tonight. In fact, like it's just now it's where can I help people unlock greatness in their life? Where can I help people heal? Where can I help? So I strongly urge anybody listening, guys, if you don't know what breath work is, it will serve you in your life. It is so, so powerful and transformational. And then, you know, from a physiological perspective, it helps with boosting your immunity, reducing inflammation in the body. Like there's so many different pieces to it. So I'll digress there. Otherwise, you're going to have to make this podcast 3 hours.
No, it's so true. It brings you into the moment too. And, and going from healing and using it to heal you to where you're now just getting so much and so full watching what it does for others besides still getting what it does for you. I mean, just watching you and your energy when you talk about it is an amazing thing. And that's all transformative. And everyone can do this. It's not like, oh yeah, good for you, Mike. What about me? Like you could learn it and teach it yourself. If you're like, I want to do that. Anybody can do these things. I loved hearing about how you just weren't being fulfilled and yet you took action and now like you're in this life like so beyond what you could dream.
100%. You know, listen, I was in a place where it was sad. It was sad, to be frank. I had everything and yet I didn't feel anything. Birthdays, holidays, kids' birthdays. That's what made me the saddest. And yet I was happy on the exterior, you know? Yeah. But now, like, oh, life is full, life is beautiful. I have more going on than I ever have, yet I am more calm, collected, centered, have deep, meaningful relationships. My wife and I have such an incredible relationship that continues to grow and challenge us, but you know, it's beautiful and we're so both so committed. My kids, I'm so present for. They're my life, my everything. And then opportunities. Like, you know, if you were just on the conversation I was in 30 minutes ago, it'd blow a regular person's mind, but it's what, when you really, again, when you open yourself up to this and you reach into these areas of what your true potential is, the universe will support you. It's there to show you. We just generally are too busy doing something else or not listening or distracted, right? In a world of technology where we don't slow down enough and allow our intuition to speak to us, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out. So,
yeah, it's the pause. It's taking that breath and taking that pause. Answers arise in the pause.
100%.
And so how do you take the pause? What do you do to make sure that you just not just do the conscious breath work where you're taking the hour with your wife later, but just stepping away from everything to breathe?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like it's becoming very part of who I am. You know, I wake up and I breathe. I do 8 minutes of breath work. The first thing I do when I wake up with some red light therapy to kick my circadian rhythm into awake mode. But then it's just really, when you do this work, you become very in tune with your emotions and your body, and you're able to step outside yourself a little bit and observe. So through the work, I've been able to identify when I'm feeling a certain way and when I need to take that pause, right? And whether that's chaos in my work world here, and I need to say, okay, shut everything down for 5 minutes and take a moment, or whether it's just setting boundaries in my life, which is, you know, my wife and I have a thing now where my phone goes off between 5:30 and 7:30 every night. It's dinner time and get the kids to bed and we are there. And listen, I can tell you 4 years ago, I lost there all the time because there was a place of, you know, trying to answer emails while I'm with my kids. And then I'm not present with them. And then, so I'm not present for the email because they're coming at me. And then I feel shame when they go to bed because, you know, I didn't serve them as a dad. And then I feel shame because I was partially in my work too. And it's like, oh my gosh, when we just create the space and the boundaries to say, guess what? This time I'm working in this space and this time I'm fully present with my kids. And you're so much more effective in those areas too. And you feel so much better because you're accomplishing so much more. you're present and focused with whatever's in front of you, whether that's, you know, a client or your child or a friend, right? So it's just, it's in the little moments that I find my presence, and really, but really it's due to the slowdown and the modalities, that the habits ultimately that I build into my life, because I, just as many, I used to live in default mode, right? Our regular everyday life is a compound of our habits, and 95% of us are living in default mode.
Yeah. Not being conscious of each moment and what we're doing and just whatever that is. So what would you tell somebody who's afraid to take that leap? They know that there's something else they wish they were doing, but they're afraid.
You know, these slowdown pieces are so powerful. You have to, this is where the answers arrive, right? And so I would say you have to explore them. And I'll give you the perfect example. I had a friend call me last night while I was barbecuing dinner. And he said, Mike, I want to have dinner with you. I want to sit down. You know, I don't want to be where I am in 15 years. And I said to him, I said, listen, we can have dinner, we can sit down, but here's what I would like to do with you is I'd like to do a deeper breathwork journey. And because that's where answers arrive, is in those slower moments. And I know not everybody has access to that. So that's only one tool, but I would say, you do need to find the pieces that fire you up and that, you know, get you aligned. And you don't have to know your purpose. You don't have to know your vision right away. Here's what you have to do. You have to start with getting better sleep. You have to start with drinking more water in the day. You have to start with exercising, moving the body, move the energy. These are the pillars, the foundational items that Trev and I work with our evolving men, seriously. And some of the guys, I'm talking executive level coaches and guys that are, I won't go into, but high performing guys that mm-hmm. laugh at us when they first come to work with us. They're like, really, Mike and Trev, this is what you have for us. But then they slow down and they look at it and they say, but I'm not actually doing any of these things consistently. Maybe I should humble myself and start where these guys are asking me to. And without fail, once we work through those first 2 weeks to resistance, you know, the doors start to open up. And that's what I tell everybody, like, start with the basics. But everybody wants to go from A to B overnight, right? In this society we live in, it's a long journey and it takes time, and you have to have patience and you have to love yourself, like, more than anything, because again, people will shame themselves. Why can't I get it? Why am I so dumb? Why can't I figure it out? And that's just going to block you more. You have to love every part of yourself for wherever it is you're at, and know that where you're at is perfectly timed. Everybody's exactly where they're supposed to be in this moment. And when we can do that and we can know, okay, maybe today is day one. That's okay. Start there.
Oh, yeah. And it's all part of peeling the onion anyway. It'll all change. It'll all get deeper. It's just, that's life for sure. Do you that's have it. A message I hope you want to give? Although I feel like you just gave one.
Yeah. I mean, my message of hope, guys, is, as I said, keep going. But like, wherever you are is exactly where you are meant to be today. And whatever challenges in your life are in front of you, they are truly a gift to you. If you slow down and you look and you observe, and even though they may feel challenging, dark, and, you know, hard at the time, within everything life brings us are lessons, hands down, period. And it's always lighter on the other side. All we have to do is take another step and another step and look at what's right in front of us, you know, and that's truly where we're able to unlock greatness within ourselves, is as those steps become a little bigger and a little bigger. And we keep moving forward.
Oh, that's great. Is there anything I didn't ask you that we're going to be done here and be like, Lauren didn't ask me this?
I don't think so. We got on some good topics there. I mean, okay. I could talk forever, and there's many amazing visions that I have and things, but I think we covered a lot of ground there.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely do a live session and let you give everybody some breath work. So that they can Please. Understand exactly. And this has been great. Thank you so much for being a guest today on 52 Weeks of Hope.
Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate you. And, you know, tons of love to all your guests, everybody listening. It's an honor anytime I get the chance to share a bit of my story and have an opportunity to inspire.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode and take with you Mike's messages of an open mind, breath work and connection both to yourself and to others. There's such great messages to take into your week ahead. Be sure to tune in next week for another empowering episode all about how to live authentically, abundantly, and how to simply feel better. It's also about embracing the lessons and growth from your life's journey. You're going to love this episode. That's next week, and you don't want to miss it. Be sure to share this episode with your friends and to rate and review the podcast so more people feel less alone in the overwhelm and to remember the pause. Answers emerge in the pause, and instead of adding to your to-do list, how about a to-don't list? And I know I always say, please rate and review the show, but it really does make a difference, and I really appreciate it. I've been binge listening to this one guy. He's so funny. He's got these little 10-minute marketing episodes, and at the end he says, even if this is the worst podcast you've ever heard, please rate and review. If you don't know how, you can just go to the website at 52weeksofhope.com, and there's a button that says rate and review. Even if you just follow the episode, it does make a difference. So I appreciate it. Until next week, I'm Lauren Abrams. Thanks for listening.